Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Looking forward to hearing from Joe Susan in just a bit. Bucknell plays Bryant tomorrow at Matheson.
Start kickoff 1 o'clock for that game.
Right.
Eagle 107 should have that at... Pre-game starts at 12:30. I think we'll hear a familiar voice doing that.
Yeah.
Speaking of familiar voices, somebody just walked into the studios here at the confluence of the north and west branches of the Susquehanna River.
It's great to be here. Is he gone? Is he gone?
He left.
Did he pass out?
Apparently they're reviving him now at the chateau.
It's wonderful to speak with you again, Mr. Jones.
Looking forward to the weekend. Great to have you on board. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Snacks, the pickle bar, and the widest variety of beverages you can possibly think of.
Love the pickle bar.
Can't start the weekend without...
You know, Mont Carmel plays up at Montoursville tonight, and I have a feeling that the Mont Carmel entourage... traveling Route 61 toward the Williamsport area will all be stopping for the pickle bar and the beverages that are available to get themselves in rare shape, as the Mont Carmel fans are known to do.
Weren't they beautiful?
I do not condone the drinking of adult beverages during a high school game.
No, I didn't say the team bus was going to stop. I said the...
I hope not.
And I know Coach Carm or DeFrancesco won't stop, but the Mont Carmel fans, a typically rowdy group, and many of them will be going right by Brewers Outlet, and I have a feeling they'll be stopping for the pickle bar. Just a thought.
No surprise. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the Lenape Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar, you can go to lenapesolar.com. The Penn State cheerleader, Paige Rackey, who fell, I think she fell four stories.
At least four.
She's been hospitalized in Altoona. She fell 39 feet from a downtown apartment window. And they took her to Altoona. And... the prognosis, not awesome, incredible, or great, but guess what? She's going home to Kentucky for Thanksgiving.
That's great.
So great news there. Badly injured, but slowly but surely, life has come back for her. I mean, it's been a painful road, but slowly but surely back. Talk and everything that goes with it. So Paige Rackey is going to go home where she can continue her rehab in Kentucky for Thanksgiving, and that's great. Her brother, of course, on the men's gymnastics team, and it's just at least encouraging news on what's happened with her after that 39-foot fall. Very pleased to be joined by the head football coach at Bucknell, Joe Susan. Kevin Herr just popped in moments ago, and Joe, you called it just the right time. I get to talk to you instead of him.
Sounds good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. Thanks so much.
I'd much rather talk to you than him, too.
I knew that was coming. I was just waiting for that.
You have to remember, we Joe and I have become a team.
Exactly.
It's just killing it. All right, Joe, finale coming up tomorrow. I want to talk about your seniors, first of all. What have they meant to you and to the program?
You know, what's unique about this group is that they had to go through a coaching transition, which is always hard because – you develop a set of expectations, recruited by a specific person from that coaching staff, obviously. And then you have to make the change as a freshman going into your sophomore year to a whole new way of doing things. And the guys that are here, the 19 seniors that we'll honor tomorrow, have really done a good job. What transpired, too, is that for a lot of reasons, only some of them play. And it makes it a little bit more endearing when the kids that don't play stick it out. And we're actually going to start all of our seniors tomorrow, which I would do anyhow. But some of them will be in for the entire game just because of the role they play, but some of them will be in and out. But they can always say that, you know how stories change as you get older?
Yeah.
And they can always say they started in their last game. And
right.
We're going to do what it takes to win this game, obviously.
I think that's terrific. And the guys that, quote, don't get to play a lot, they get to be on scout team, foreign team, whatever you wish to call it. Joe, what has their effort meant in the preparation for you each week?
The way our scout team has responded to what we've asked them to do week in and week out, and to have seniors doing that is it just exceptional. And what it goes with is we have a definition of our team: selfless, accountable, and mentally tough. And it goes with being selfless, and it's really hard to do in a world that isn't selfless. But it's a lot of tribute goes to them and their makeup, and it's amazing how they change between 18 and 22. And they understand coming in, well, usually as 18 we all know everything, and you get closer when you're 22 to understanding what you don't know. And the right. deeper I get into this career as I grow up, the more I understand what I don't know.
Yeah, same here. Tyler Smith, one of those seniors, has completed a couple of passes this year, including one against Georgetown. What did you see? What did you see in him that said, you know what, he can make that kind of play for you?
Well, a lot of it's how defenses react to the run, and he can actually throw the ball. It's not like it's just getting out of the infield. He can actually throw the ball, so it's a great combination. You know, some of the things we ask him to do in the passing game have to be on a specific hash. And we prep that with the play before it, and it's been good that it's worked out for him. He actually had one, I guess it was against Cornell, that was just overthrown. Otherwise, that one would have the safety made a good play on that one. Otherwise, that would have been a touchdown. And he can actually throw it pretty well.
Matthew Steinbeck, at that free safety spot, what has he meant to you, and what do you see in him instinctively that has made him, as a sophomore, a quality free safety for you?
You know, in watching him on high school film, you could tell the kid's a very good player. Comes from North Allegheny, or I want to make sure I'm right. North Allegheny. I was
great
right
program.
In the first place. Great
yep.
program, well-coached. And you know what's unique about some of those programs in Western PA is those kids play 14 games a year. And right. over the course of 4 years, that's almost another season. And it's like bowl prep. And that fundamental experience is priceless when it comes to making the transition from high school to college. He's very good in the middle of the field, has become a better tackler. And we actually started him out at tailback his freshman year here because we knew we were light in that position, but I think he's made us a good coach in terms of what he can do in the secondary.
Your rush defense, what do you like about that rush defense and how they get to the football, Joe?
We do a lot of movement with our front, and what it does is it frees up the linebackers. You look at the productivity of Evan Byers. He's got 91 tackles, and that's above what Sean Rafferty was last year, and it is actually above Bo Traber. And I think Bo's dilemma with his hand has impacted his productivity. But it feeds the ball to the linebackers. It feeds the ball to the support safeties. I think our front's done a good job with that. And they've also done a good job of forcing people into passing situations that take people out of the run game. And that's an important part of what we do defensively. And the way we're going to build this program is on defense and with a sound run game. And some of that has to do with we practice hard against hard during the week. We're downhill, and I think that's helped our defense as well.
No question. Every coach wants to make sure their football team is better in October than September, better in November than October or September. Where have you seen growth in your football team this season that opens the window of optimism for you?
You know, we're starting 10 sophomores and one freshman. The growth that I've seen primarily has been in the offensive line. We took a step back last week. We were without Nevin Hagman, our right tackle, and we had to put a true freshman in there who was trial by fire in terms of what Georgetown did to him. But Nevin's back this week, and I've seen some development in the offensive line that is really going to lead us in the right direction, because there'll be a lot of kids out there next year with game experience, and they'll still be juniors. And you know, having been an offensive lineman, my offensive line coach says, as goes the offensive line, so goes the game. And that is so true across football.
No question. Tell what do you see in Marty Fine's team from Bryant?
They're a team that started out 0-6. And I know Marty going into the year really felt strongly about this team being one of his special teams. He had some injury problems, but he's had those kids playing hard. And you know, their quarterback's a big, strong kid. He's thrown for 2,200 yards. They're going to test us with straight man-to-man coverage. And, you know, in my past as an offensive coach, to me that's an opportunity. You know, if they're going to play cover zero, blitz zero, got to make them pay for it, and otherwise they'll just keep doing it. I think they're a big physical team on their offensive line, but they're starting two true freshmen there as well, and we're going to see how those kids hold up to some movement.
Joe, my final question for you. I know it's very important to win the game for the seniors and send them out right. Very important. Also, what would it mean for the juice in the winter program for the younger players to get this win tomorrow?
Well, I just got out of a team meeting, and I told them that every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, and you're not really ending something, you're starting something new. And as seniors, you know, they're obviously going to remember the most about their last game. And what it does, it gives you an up-tempo transition into what you have to do next. We actually start lifting on Monday, and we'll keep those kids going. And the work ethic of our kids, I think we have them sufficiently brainwashed, and we need a couple birthdays, which we'll get, and we need to do a great job in recruiting, which is the next step for our staff. And we're recruiting the right kind of people for the right reasons, and I think their parents understand that.
No question. Joe, I know we'll touch base many times during the course of the offseason, but on behalf of everybody, I cannot thank you enough for all the time you gave us during the course of the season. And you know we're big supporters of the program and what you're trying to do at Bucknell. And I know down the road there are going to be a lot more wins to talk about. So, again, thank you for the time you gave us.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Kevin, for you putting up with us. And I look forward to seeing both of you guys, but I'd rather see Sarah more often than you guys. And,
I know.
But I just need to be honest. But I really appreciate you enabling me to spend the time with you, and I hope everybody that listens and you guys as well have a great Thanksgiving. We got to remember what we're thankful for.
Exactly. Appreciate it, Joe, so much.
Thanks,
1 o'clock tomorrow, Mathewson Memorial Stadium. It'll be Bucknell and Bryant. And we will come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK right after this.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
On a day where Twinkies died.
How many of them did you eat?
You know how many Twinkies I had in my life?
How many? You're going to say none, and I'm not going to believe it.
I never had a Twinkie.
I don't believe you.
I never did. I had probably a couple of Hostess cupcakes. And I know when I was a kid, I had Wonder Bread. You know? Which is, to this day, allowed me to sit back on this show and wonder about you.
Is that where they got the name?
Exactly.
Hey, I want to share a quick story, if I could. Coach was talking about Bo Traber there. Bo had an injury a couple of weeks ago where he was missing part of his finger, but didn't realize it until after the game when he took his glove off. They literally sewed it back on, and he's got this huge club. And I said to him, I said, Bo, after the game a couple of weeks ago, I said, Bo, how's the hand? And he goes, you know what happened? And I'm like, yes, I know what happened. And he's like, it feels like you would imagine right now.
Oh.
But, you know, that shows the type of player he is and the toughness that he has. And he still had, I think he was second in tackles in that ball game, even with a club on his hand.
Yeah, it's a good football player.
Steve, Coach Susan starting every senior on his team on Saturday's game. I mean, that just tells me a lot about the kind of person Joe Susan is.
Well, I really enjoy talking football with him because I think he's a great football mind, highly intelligent man, and he has his priorities all in the right place. He gets it. He gets the value of education. He gets the value of what football means to that education. And he has a very, very young football team. Their best years are ahead of them. The most difficult thing you can ever look at any fan base to ask them of is patience. Because everybody sits there and they watch everybody else doing so great on TV. At least they perceive it's everybody else. When it's not, and they say, "Well, I want to be like them." Well, it takes time to quote get there and be like them, and it's difficult to look at a fan base and tell them, "Look, just be patient." But with Joe Susan and Bucknell football, this is a young football team. Their best years are ahead of them, and with some patience, that patience is going to be rewarded. And starting every senior is as classy an act as I've heard in college football in a long time.
That really is neat. And, you know, when you talk about Bucknell fan base, Steve, one of the big things with that fan base is they look at to the basketball team and they say, hey, the basketball team can do it. What about the football team? And I think Joe Susan's just, without saying it, saying, give me some time and we'll be there too.
Look, it's a different circumstance, and the reason is that Bucknell in basketball, because Pat Flannery did a great job, he built a nice foundation, slowly but surely built himself a nice foundation. Okay? Joe Susan had to come in and has really had to take an expansion team and has had to try and start from scratch with an expansion team and build up. That's why there's so many freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and sophomores on this football team. This is the way it is.
And they're playing great defense to begin with. You know, they've really not allowed a lot of points in most of their games. So we know that the foundation is being laid as we speak. And tomorrow, Bryant will be a test for him. They're 4-6. They're on a roll. So, but it sounds like Joe's got the hay in the barn for this one. He's ready.
Yeah, no, that'll be a fun game. And Kevo, you got that game tomorrow, right? Duggar's up in Niagara Falls, right?
That's right. He's on vacation. That's what I keep telling him. But, he's up for basketball tonight, and I'll have that game tomorrow. Here's one of the things that you'll hear me talk about tomorrow, too, Steve. Of these starters, probably about five of them are starting for the first time either this year or their career, and there's a couple of guys that are seeing action for the first time this season, and that is what makes what Coach Joe Susan in the starting lineup this week, what makes him even more impressive about what he's doing.
Right. Well, that's that'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Now, the game here will start at noon, so we'll actually be an hour ahead of you. And basketball tonight, Providence. Providence, it couldn't have been a better scenario for Penn State. Providence has six scholarship guys. Their point guard, Richard Council, who was fourth in the nation last year in assists, is hurt, can't play. So they're down to six scholarship guys, two of which can't score. And they went to the wire last night and lost a heartbreaker to UMass. That game is at 7:30 tonight. It's on ESPN3 and also on Kevin's 70-inch TV. Which all of us are going to be gathering around to watch.
Absolutely.
I got a Friday night off, baby. I'm going to be watching some TV.
Absolutely, and we're going to be there consuming your beverages and your snacks. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street at Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. News is next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
On the day where Twinkies died.
Oh, thank God I'm a butterscotch crimpet man myself.
Wait, what happened to the Twinkies?
Hostess shut down.
They just folded.
You're kidding me. I did not hear this.
Kevin, please listen to my newscast.
Two strikes.
I'm sorry.
Kevin is out of the studio going down to Wise Markets to stock up as we speak.
No, the unions kept unions. There are two union strikes, and so they're going now. They think that somebody may come along, buy it, restart it, the whole thing. But Hostess is done.
Yeah, they're in bankruptcy.
18,000 employees are going to be laid off.
So Dolly Madison's gone too, because didn't Hostess buy Dolly Madison?
Yep, Dolly Madison.
Wow,
gone.
What's Charlie Brown going to do?
No idea, but. You're looking at the whole deal here.
It's a sad day.
Because this is what they have. Hey, you're talking about a company that was founded in 1930, and they've been battling labor costs for a while. I mean, competition increasing and so forth. But Hostess also makes Dolly Madison, Drake's, and Nature's Pride snacks. And 18,000 jobs are going to be lost because they're shutting down. And you know, I can tell you right now, it's I can see the Her household right now down in the basement. They are stocking.
Well, you know, they'll last for a long time. I don't have to worry about that.
It's sponge cake. All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street at Sunbury.
You're all choked up.
He's choking the on beverage, his Twinkie.
The beverage. Now, I've never had a Twinkie.
Better get one now.
Hostess cupcakes I've had, but I've never had a Twinkie. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And also in the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, a.k.a., as Jack Ham nicknamed it, the Chateau. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline, open at 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to LenapeSolar.com. We bring in Sarah Bartlett. Time now for the picks of the week.
All right. You want to start in the NFL or you want to start in college?
It's your choice. It's your segment.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Let's start in college, and we'll start with Kansas State and Baylor. You get to go first, Steve.
I get to go first.
Oh, yeah.
Game's going to be in Waco. Baylor's offense is very difficult. I say that Kansas State beats Baylor, but Texas will beat Kansas State.
Well, that wasn't the question. You're not answering the question.
I just did. I said that Kansas State beats Baylor, but I think on December 1st, Texas is going to beat Kansas State.
Okay, we'll get there. I'm marking these down. So come Monday morning, or come Monday in the show, no one can say, oh, that's not what I meant.
Make sure all the bulbs in the scoreboard are working properly. You may need to use them all, but I take K-State on that one.
Okay, Bob.
K-State, Coach Snyder is the man.
Kansas State, Sarah pick. Stanford, Oregon, we're up.
Oregon by 3 touchdowns. I know they put this game in prime time. Oregon will have this thing in hand by halftime. They will play at a frenetic pace. I'll be honest with you, I don't enjoy watching Oregon play football. I don't enjoy watching them. I don't enjoy the pace they play at.
Well, it gives you whiplash. I mean, it moves all over the place.
No, but yeah, there's part of it I find boring. Okay? And I think, I'll tell you, I love how Penn State plays. Sometimes they play fast. Sometimes they reel it in. You know, but a lot of this, you know, okay, everybody run up. Okay, go, 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 go. Hey, yo, I don't find it that entertaining to watch, to be honest with you.
I like Oregon as well, but I think the better question would be, what color are the uniforms this particular? What's the color combination?
I knew we'd stoop down to that level.
That's going to be the more interesting part of this
game.
I'm surprised
you don't already know.
I like the Stanford team in an upset because I go with the team with the higher IQ.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow. Okay.
I think that they're smart enough at Stanford.
What are you going to do with the Ravens Steelers thing, Ty?
That's like the opposite of Stanford.
Buhner's going out on a limb for Stanford.
I am. Team with the go with the higher IQ.
I'm going with the Ducks on this one.
Could not pass up on that pun. That was too good.
Moving on, Wake Forest, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame wins this game, and it'll be actually Notre Dame will end up winning the game by 10. They just don't blow people out, but they have enough defense where they could potentially keep Wake Forest in single digits. I could see this to be like a 17-9 game or something like that, but they'll win. Their Armageddon is USC.
Kevin.
You said just about everything except for the USC thing. I don't know if that's going to be the Armageddon part or not, but I agree. I think it'll be Notre Dame.
I like them by about 3 to 4 touchdowns, actually. I think Wake Forest a little suspect.
Okay. Yeah, I have Notre Dame, too, so there's that.
Wow, this is really good,
hey,
isn't it?
Now, yeah. No, Buhner picked Stanford, okay? That's
true.
That's big.
That's true.
All right, well, let's move on to Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think this Wisconsin wins this game. I think this stops Ohio State's run. I think that Wisconsin, you know, the one thing that's a big problem in this game, though, for Wisconsin is this. Kurt Phillips last week threw 7 passes. That's it. He threw 7. He has thrown 21 in his career. So that's the X factor. But the way they're running the football right now, and Borland and Taylor are 2 really good linebackers. They'll need big games from them, but I'll go with Wisconsin.
Okay.
I like Ohio State in this one. I'm going to have to go against the grain here on this one a little bit. I like Ohio State because I just like
go against the grain. They're the undefeated team.
I realize. I mean from you. That's what I meant. This is the first time I picked opposite of you. But I just like the way they're playing football right now.
And I'm going to go. I hate this, Steve. Forgive me, please. Please forgive me.
No, I want you guys to go against me. This is fine. I have
no but I'm siding with Kevin, not that I'm going against you.
It's because I'm right.
Yeah. I just can't say the word Buckeye without getting... But I think the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
I go with Ohio State, too. I think Wisconsin plays a really good game, and then Ohio State comes back and wins.
Again, the problem with Wisconsin is this. I don't, even though Jared Aberderis and Jacob Pedersen are 2 fine receivers, Aberderis outside and Pedersen is a tight end, I just don't know if Kurt Phillips can get the ball to him. I just don't know. He hasn't thrown the ball. He has 3 ACLs in his lifetime. He's a 5th-year guy who's hardly played. At least he has experience. But I'm still going to go with Wisconsin, and I don't want to hear any of this mumbo-jumbo. We're all picking the same teams.
There you go. All right, let's close it out with Penn State, Indiana.
Running Nits 17.
The Nits by 2 touchdowns.
Kevin? You have to pick the score now?
No.
See, I was going to say, now you're going to make me slip. I like Penn State in this one as well, but I wouldn't want to pick the score.
Oh,
yeah. I'm picking the Nittany Lions, too.
Sarah, what about your alma mater in Bloomsburg adding to the list?
I can definitely add one to the list, and this one's a tough one.
No, it's not.
I think Shippensburg will have the edge. I do think that, like last game, it will be a really great game.
Huskies, no question in my mind.
There'll be 1,000 yards of offense at a minimum, and the Huskies holding on by the edge of their fingertips.
2 touchdown lead for the Huskies.
Okay. Steve?
Shippensburg. Home team.
You just want to go with Bartlett, that's all.
Home team and pace.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use football logic. My apologies there.
We forgive you.
When did this program become Football Logic?
The day I started in February.
Yeah, that was my mistake.
All right, we're moving on to the NFL.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Tampa Bay's playing great football right now. I think Josh Freeman's playing really well. Cam Newton, too much of a wild card, not playing his best football, Tampa Bay.
Josh Freeman is playing very, very well right now. He's not making too many mistakes. It's Tampa Bay.
I'm not a Cam Newton fan in the pros, so I go with Tampa Bay.
He speaks highly of you, though.
You know, he does, and, you know, he's actually a very nice guy, but can he put it on, you know, put deliver on the field?
Hey, all right. Nice guy doesn't win you money in a pool, all right?
Exactly.
Simple as that.
I'm going to disagree and go with Carolina.
All right, Sarah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yes. Good.
All right, Cleveland at Dallas.
Oh, this is a torturous game. This is hard. This is one of the hardest games for a Steeler fan to pick.
Let me see now. Do I have a coin? Let's see. Dallas has way more talent than Cleveland.
Yeah, but that means that I'm supporting Dallas, and that's against my nature.
Yeah.
And supporting Cleveland, well, that's just not going to happen.
I'm not going to sit there and use football logic. I'm just saying the Cowboys are way better. They're going to beat them with relative ease.
I agree, but I'm hoping for a scoreless tie.
Hey, well, a tie's not out of the realm, as we've learned last week.
I've not been a Dallas Cowboys fan for about 30 years, but this is a Dallas Cowboy win.
Okay. Cleveland is not good, so the Cowboys.
And Sarah buttons it down quickly.
that pretty much puts it right into the point, doesn't it?
All right, let's move on. Green Bay at Detroit, the Lions.
It's going to be a great game. Really good football game. It's a game that Detroit really needs. But Green Bay has, to its credit, started to come on. I know Charles Woodson is out of this game. That's a big loss. What's interesting, though, is that Megatron only has one touchdown catch the entire season. Green Bay usually doesn't play well at Detroit, but I'm going to say the Packers win this game.
You know, I really like Detroit in this one for the main reason that this is a game that I think they feel they have to win. So I like Detroit at home in this one.
Packers, Packers, Packers.
I'm not quite sure where you stand.
Okay.
I believe he picked him three times.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark him down for three.
For the next three weeks. Yeah.
If he's wrong, three, does it count as three wrong?
It does.
All right.
I'm going with Green Bay, too. And we'll move on to Jacksonville at the Texans at Houston.
Well, let's see. Jacksonville, outside of Paul Posluszny, is almost totally devoid of talent. Houston is loaded with talent. Actually, Jacksonville is a very good defensive football team. It's masked by the fact that their offense has just been so mediocre this year. They will do everything they can to acquire Tim Tebow in the offseason because they're going to need something down there to get the fan base going.
Sure. To get anybody in the seats.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but Tebow needs out of New York bad, okay? And Jacksonville's a good stopping spot for him. Houston's just a better team, a superior team. And the Texans are a team that has a real look of being an AFC champion.
The Texans win this. Jacksonville doesn't even get into double digits in first downs.
Right.
Yeah. Texans all the way.
Yep.
Unanimity.
Yes. Arizona at Atlanta.
Heck of a game, but I think the Falcons are in bounce-back mode, and I can see Atlanta coming back and winning this game by double digits.
You know, this is a good one, but I like Arizona in this one. I just don't think the Falcons are bouncing the way everybody thinks they will. I think Arizona has a little bit of a rhythm.
Here's one for you. Which team has Matt Ryan?
Okay. I'm aware.
Yes.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you. Arizona.
Oh, boy. This one was actually a really difficult one for me. But I'm going to have to go with Arizona.
That was easy for me. I picked Atlanta, and I think it's an easy double-digit win.
In the zona.
Great. Cincinnati at Kansas City.
I am going to pick the Chiefs to win this game.
Ugh.
The Chiefs are a team that they turn it over too much, But you know what? When watching them against the Steelers the other night, Tamba Ali is playing with great passion. Jamaal Charles is starting to get on track running-wise, and I'm still not buying the Bengals.
I agree with you with the on the defensive side for Kansas City, but everything else is just a train wreck right now. Cincinnati wins this one in like a single-digit score.
What's that theory about the team that loses on Monday night that has to come back and play Sunday again, that they lose a greater percentage of their games? I have to go with Cincinnati.
That's too scientific for me.
Okay. That's that baseball carryover from the first hour discussion.
We need to do this in such a way, guys, where Kevin like really gets into it. So, okay, one team wears orange and the other team wears red.
No, you're funny.
I'm going with the Bengals, too. All right, next. This is a big one. Philadelphia in D.C. and the Redskins.
Nick Foles, despite all the cries from across the land that you've got to play Nick Foles, look what he did in the preseason game with the Patriots, and we all know the value of preseason games. Thank you very much. Washington will win. RG3 will have a big day. Redskins.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eagles fans. This team is in disarray right now. They don't. There's no future in this team right now. Nobody knows where they're going to be with a coaching staff, with a quarterback. It's just a big hodgepodge right now, and Washington takes advantage.
Do you realize they're 6 points away from being 0 for the year?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they're one of the Twinkie bakeries that's being shut down is in Philadelphia, and it's not the only thing that's shut down in Philadelphia.
And you are making me weep.
So, gee, I think we go with Washington.
I'm going to have to go with the Eagles, actually. I think that, I know. Everyone's eyes, like, just opened up wide. But I think they're going to have a good game in D.C. New York, the Jets at St. Louis.
Oh, brother. I mean, this can't be. This game cannot be seen by even more than 10% of the country, right? I think the only way it's going to be seen is on Red Zone. I am going to go with St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because I just think that for the reasons Kevin stated about Philadelphia, the Jets are in absolute disarray.
Yeah, there's another team with no direction. And there's actually a wide receiver in St. Louis that injured is still playing better than the Jets wide receivers healthy. So I go with St. Louis.
I also think that if the Jets were coached by Jeff Fisher, they'd be playing better right now.
Yes, and I was saying that Tim Tebow had his chance to get out of town when Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey. Didn't take advantage of it. Got to go with St. Louis.
I think that Tim Tebow gets more television time than the actual game.
Tim Tebow will get more television time than the starter.
I'll go with the Jets on this one.
Tim Tebow's girlfriend will get more time.
Justifiably so.
Exactly.
Let's move on to the Saints at Oakland.
Saints, I like the way New Orleans is playing now. I mean, I think the Raiders are playing better, by the way. And I know the game's out there, but New Orleans has finally found a stride. I think now things have stabilized a little bit for them. Joe Vitt's coaching them. Mickey Loomis is back at the as the GM. So the parts are slowly coming together for them, and Jimmy Graham is just having a phenomenal year.
Oakland really hasn't done anything to make me excited about them. I like New Orleans.
I can never, ever, ever bet against my good friend's team, Jari Evans from Bloomsburg University, one of the world's largest human beings.
That's true.
And never bet against the Saints on anything, except when they play the Bears or the Steelers.
I go with New Orleans, too. I'm a big I like the Saints a lot. San Diego at Denver.
Denver. Peyton Manning's having a great year. This game is at Denver. And, again, I talked to Ernie Accorsi a couple weeks ago, who had been the general manager of the Giants. Ernie and I go back a long way. And you have to have the ability to judge who is a franchise quarterback that can take you to the next level and who can. He's the one that drafted Phillip Rivers with the idea he was trading for Eli Manning. Mm. And you have Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers. Manning is a champion's champion. Rivers is going to forever be in that second level and will never be able to get out of it.
I also like Denver, and I'll tell you, Peyton Manning has never really had a solid running game or anything that resembles a solid running game. And this, as Archie said, is probably the first time this has happened, and he's really looking good because of it.
Denver. Enough said.
Yep, I agree. The Broncos. Indianapolis at the Patriots.
Andrew Luck's had a great year, and he will move the ball. This is going to be a highly competitive game, but the Patriots, because the game's in Foxborough, will win.
Yeah, Patriots in Foxborough. It's hard to deny that one.
Yep, no question. Home team advantage is a biggie here.
I'm going to go with the Colts because I'm very hopeful, and I like Andrew Luck, and I don't love New England.
No, look, Luck's going to move the ball in this game. Look, the Patriots don't rush the passer well enough. Their linebacking play is suffering a bit right now, and I'm telling you right now, Luck will throw for over 300 yards in this game.
All right. Sunday night game, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Gee, I wonder which way Baltimore. We're going to go.
Baltimore.
Which way are you going, Kevin? Did you mention the team?
listen, I understand the situation. I cried about the situation earlier this week. The nice thing is it appears as though, unless something changed earlier today, Mendenhall may be back. And if Mendenhall's back, there's a very good chance the Steelers could take a lot of the pressure off Byron Leftwich, which has to happen in this game for Pittsburgh to win. Their defense has to play shutdown. That's as simple as that. The Pittsburgh defense has to win this game for the offense. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, but only because I love the Steelers.
Byron Leftwich was going to get sacked like 5 or 6 times in this game.
Agreed.
It takes him too long to get rid of the ball, and there are not enough candles in the world you can light right now to help him.
As I said on Monday, I think it was, he has the mobility of Kent Graham, which is a half a step left, a half a step right, and collapse.
My dad taught me a long time ago, one lesson in life, never bet against the Steelers, and I never have, and so I am a black and gold guy. I'm a terrible towel guy. I'm going with the Steelers. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, this game's in Baltimore, though, and that is a huge, huge factor. If this game were at Heinz Field, I'd pick the Steelers.
I think we all know where I'm going on this one. So I pick Baltimore. And
put Sarah down for the Steelers?
I mean, I am nervous about the game.
Wait, this one's in Baltimore?
Hi, Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh, this game's in Pittsburgh? Game's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
They're still going to lose.
I like where your head's at. You want to do the Monday night game? The Bears at the 49ers.
Cutler can't play, and Jason Campbell's not good enough against that defense. The 49ers will win. They'll win by 10. Cutler being out is a huge loss, and the Bears were not exactly ringing up big offensive numbers to begin with.
I like the 49ers as well, but I plead, please use the tight end again. He's a very talented tight end. Use him more often.
He's on your fantasy team, isn't he?
Well, that's beside the point. He's really good, too. Very famous is good.
This all comes down to K-Her Enterprises.
Yeah. I'm picking Robbie Gould to kick 2 field goals. And that's it. That's all I'm
Bobby,
saying.
Bobby, you got to do me a favor because he, you know what? He really helped out Sam Ficken tremendously in the off week. And we got to get Robbie on the show.
Yeah, we do. I just talked to his dad about a week ago. And
make some calls for us, bud.
I'll call the Gould household, see what I can do.
Yep.
I'll be glad to do it. But I can't pick against the Bears, but I know without Cutler, I know what happened last year.
It's
Talk
huge.
About going down the tube.
It's huge. Yeah. They were 1-5 last year after he went out. Now, Campbell's better than Caleb Haney.
Yeah, but not by much.
Okay, but they're not exactly, bringing in, the second coming of Sid Luckman.
And what's going to happen is they're going to load up on against Forte in the running game, force Campbell to try and beat him, and that's just not going to happen.
His defense is good to begin with.
Urlacher and company are really going to have to, for the Bears to win, Urlacher's going to have to, return 2 for pick sixes or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, who's Charles Tillman. Is Charles Tillman one of the 5 or 6 best defensive players in all of football? Absolutely incredible. The way he creates turnovers, gets the ball, creates havoc. Not enough talk about Charles Tillman across the land. He's just one heck of a football player. He is now to the NFL what Polamalu was 5 years ago.
He can bring it.
Let me wrap this up by asking you one question. Give me a quick answer, Steve. Troy Polamalu, last season, is it over?
It has to be over because right now he's eating up a roster spot. He's not doing anything.
My thought exactly, and it scares me to say that, but I agree. Right.
And the bottom line is this is a business, okay? Sentimentality can't enter into play when you're running the business because I think sentimentality's had him on the roster the last 2 years. Now I think they have to move forward with somebody actually who's going to be out there and productive for them.
Ask Hines Ward.
Yeah.
They did the same thing. And we have... Quickie, we have high school football tonight. I'll be at Danville, Athens. There's Selins Grove Milton on, is it on Eagle 107?
It's on Eagle 107 and 1380 WMLP, depending on which perspective you would like.
Well, there you go. Expert analysis. Where else could you find what you just heard? Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kevin, Bobby,
hey,
Sarah,
Steve.
Great weekend, gang.
See you next week.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.